The Infinite Knowledge Podcast. The Infinite Knowledge Podcast.
On today's audio essay of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast, we will explore the subject of philosophical razors and related models for strategic thinking, like a modern-day Sun Tzu in entrepreneurship and life. In navigating the labyrinthine complexity of modern life, strategic thinking has become an indispensable skill, akin to intellectual swordplay. To cut through the chaos, we brandish tools not of steel, but of thought, the vaunted philosophical razors. These cognitive instruments, honed through centuries of human pondering, are not merely esoteric artifacts, but are as relevant to the entrepreneur and strategist today as they were to the thinkers of ancient times. A philosophical razor serves as a heuristic or principle that allows one to shave off unlikely explanations or avoid unnecessary actions. They are the distilled essences of strategic thought, bequeathed to us by a line of philosophical warriors stretching back to Occam and beyond. The most renowned among these is Occam's razor, attributed to the 14th century logician William of Occam. It suggests that, when presented with competing hypotheses, one should select the one making the fewest assumptions. In a world awash with information, this razor's edge cleanly separates the plausible from the bloated conjecture. For an entrepreneur, this could translate into product development strategies that favor simplicity and efficacy over complexity and speculation. Parallel to Occam's razor in its cutting clarity is Hanlon's razor. Never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. In strategic interactions, whether between businesses or in personal relationships, miscommunication is a frequent culprit. Before crafting a response based on perceived hostility, reconsider intentions. Often, the error lies not in ill will, but in human error or oversight. This realization can prevent unnecessary conflict, conserving energy for more beneficial pursuits. The razor sharpness, however, is not limited to trimming away the improbable or the unnecessarily complex. These principles also find kinship in ancient stratagems reflective of Sun Tzu's teachings in the Art of War. Sun Tzu's emphasis on the economy of effort, the value of intelligence, and the importance of flexibility are echoed in the application of philosophical razors. They provide a framework for evaluating the battlefield of business and life, allowing one to redirect efforts to where the chances of victory and beneficial outcomes are greatest. Extending this martial metaphor to the strategies underpinning entrepreneurship, we discover the value of parsimony and precision. Contemporary business scenarios often resemble the fog of war that Sun Tzu described. Markets are unpredictable, and competitor actions are obscured. In this environment, the modern strategist must be adept at discerning signal from noise, a skill philosophical razors enhance. By maintaining a razor-sharp focus on core goals and streamlining decisions, entrepreneurs can also embody the strategic principles of Shu, Hang, and Duan, derived from the I Ching or Book of Changes. These concepts encourage leaders to remain adaptable, Shu, to evaluate carefully how, to leverage strengths, Qiang, and to be decisive, Duan. The intersection of these age-old ideas with philosophical razors offers a formidable approach to decision-making, one characterized by agility, precision, and foresight. Yet, for all their sharpness, philosophical razors must be employed judiciously. Shaving too closely may lead to undesirable reductions, cutting away necessary complexities that are essential to understanding a problem in its entirety. Strategy is, after all, an art of balance, the equilibrium between too much and too little, between rashness and indecision, between simplicity and intricacy. The strategic thinker, like a modern-day Sun Tzu, employs these cognitive tools to find that balance, charting a course through the tumult of entrepreneurial challenges with the grace of a master tactician. From ancient battlefields to contemporary boardrooms, the principles underlying these philosophical razors overlap with strategic doctrines in their elegance and efficacy. These thinking frameworks serve as the guiding stars for the shrewd entrepreneur who must navigate the torrents of an ever-shifting economic landscape, where the ability to adapt is paramount, yet the necessity for conviction remains undeniable. In the practice of these cognitive disciplines lies the potential for greatness, not as a guaranteed outcome, but as a path ever unfolding before those who wield these tools wisely. In the quest to cut through the chaos of our complex world, philosophical razors are not the only intellectual instruments at our disposal. Big ideas and models from various disciplines can illuminate pathways of strategic thinking, each providing a unique lens through which to view and solve problems. The adaptation model from biology. In biology, the concept of adaptation as a driving force behind evolution echoes the strategic necessity for businesses and individuals to evolve in response to changing environments. The process of natural selection teaches us that survival does not favor the strong or the intelligent, but the responsive to change. Practically, this can translate into a three-step process for strategic adaptation. 1. Observation. Closely monitor the environment and industry trends to identify changes early. 2. Evaluation. Assess the implications of these changes for your current strategy, products, or service offerings. 3. Implementation. Swiftly develop and execute plans to adapt to these changes, which might include innovation, skill development, or realignment of resources. The implications of this biological principle stress the importance of staying nimble and responsive, much like species adapting to survive in their ecosystems. The uncertainty principle in physics. In physics, Heisenberg's uncertainty principle posits that it is impossible to measure both the position and momentum of a particle with perfect precision at the same time. This principle highlights the limits of certainty and the intrinsic unpredictability in complex systems. From a strategic perspective, this translates into 1. Risk management, accepting that not all variables can be controlled or predicted, and focusing instead on developing robust contingency plans. 2. Flexibility. Building flexible structures within business models that permit rapid response to unforeseen changes. Recognizing the limitations of our ability to predict and control can lead to strategies that accommodate and even take advantage of uncertainty and chaos. Behavioral economics models. Behavioral economics introduces models like the nudge theory, which suggests that indirect suggestions and positive reinforcements can influence behavior and decision-making. For practitioners of strategy, employing the nudge theory involves 1. Choice architecture. Design environments where desired outcomes become the most accessible and simple choices for customers or employees. 2. Positive reinforcement. Use rewards and incentives to steer stakeholders toward beneficial behaviors without restricting freedom of choice. The implications urge a subtle and human-centric approach to change management and influencing behavior, which is essential in both leadership and marketing. The social constructivist paradigm in sociology. In sociology, the social constructivist paradigm emphasizes that our perceptions of reality are shaped by our social interactions and cultural contexts. To leverage this model in strategic thought, 1. Cultural sensitivity. Understanding the cultural context in which your business operates to tailor your products, services, and communications appropriately. 2. Collaboration. Favoring cooperation and dialogue with stakeholders to co-create values and perspectives that align with your strategic objectives. The application of social constructivist ideas suggests that perception can be as important as objective reality in formulating an effective strategy. Each of these wide-spanning big ideas serves as a testament to the power of interdisciplinary thinking in crafting strategies that are resilient, flexible, and insightful. As we venture deeper into the application of these models, we find our strategies becoming not just plans of action, but reflections of a deeper understanding of the world, a world that rewards those who learn, adapt, and think beyond conventional boundaries. Continuing the exploration, we probe further into the practical implications and integration of these vast, interconnected concepts, ensuring that as the environment evolves, so does our strategic arsenal, sharpened by philosophic rigor and emboldened by the dynamic application of universal principles. Cutting through chaos, the sharp edges of philosophical razors. As we navigate the complexities of today's world, we often encounter a labyrinth of information, conflicting perspectives, and an overwhelming array of decisions. Philosophical razors have stood the test of time as tools that pare down excesses to reveal the simplest explanations or paths. Among the most renowned is Occam's razor, which suggests that the simplest explanation, usually requiring the fewest assumptions, is most likely to be correct. It discourages unnecessary complexity, mirroring the principles of efficiency found in both nature's adaptations and human economic behaviors. Hanlon's razor advises not to attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by incompetence, urging a reflection on human behavior similar to models found in behavioral economics and sociology. By presuming ignorance before malevolence, this razor prompts a less cynical and more empathetic approach to problem-solving and strategic thinking within organizations and society. These philosophical razors, however, are not all-encompassing solutions, much like the models drawn from other disciplines. They supply a starting point from which to apply broader ideas and thinking frameworks. The adaptation model from biology not only illustrates the need for observation, evaluation, and implementation, but also reflects the spirit of Occam's razor. When faced with environmental challenges, organisms do not typically evolve complex structures unnecessarily. They adapt in the most practical way possible. Parallels can be drawn in business, where streamlined processes and unassuming yet effective strategies frequently outperform overwrought planning. The uncertainty principle from physics teaches us humility before the inherent unpredictability of the universe. Just as a particle's position and momentum cannot be known simultaneously to infinite precision, strategic foresight cannot forecast every variable or outcome. This principle resonates with the philosophical acknowledgement that there is a limit to knowledge and control. Hence, a business strategy infused with this awareness places a premium on flexibility and risk management, elements critical to navigating through the unpredictable currents of market and organizational dynamics. Within the realm of behavioral economics, the nudge theory challenges us to rethink how choice architecture and positive reinforcement can subtly direct behaviors, a form of strategic simplicity that aligns with the parsimonious essence of philosophical razors. This theory shows that influencing behavior doesn't always require coercive measures or complex incentives. Often, simplicity woven into the fabric of decision-making environments is most effective. The social constructivist paradigm in sociology sheds light on the intricate web of subjective human experiences and cultural interactions. It recognizes that reality is not merely an objective backdrop, but a narrative co-authored by society's participants. This paradigm speaks to the heart of a strategic mindset that values cultural sensitivity and collaboration. By using the social constructivist lens, strategies become more than logistical plans. They become narratives that resonate with the lived experiences of stakeholders. In the grand pursuit of clarity, the philosophical razors slice through the Gordian knots of modern dilemmas, offering a sharper perspective that complements the panoramic views presented by interdisciplinary big ideas. While razors trim away the superfluous to lay bare the core of an issue, the broader frameworks provide the scaffolding upon which to build comprehensive and robust strategies. In conclusion, as we assemble an intellectual arsenal of philosophical razors and wide-spanning big ideas, we equip ourselves not only with the means to dissect our world's complexity, but also to reconstruct it with informed, adaptive, and resilient strategies. The union of philosophical precision with interdisciplinary insights offers a powerful alchemy for decision makers, an alchemy that turns information into understanding, uncertainty into opportunity, and complexity into strategic elegance. This integrated approach stands as a beacon in our chaotic world, affirming that those who can skillfully combine simplicity of thought with the depth of interdisciplinary knowledge will chart the course of progress.
In this section, we've explored the application and relevance of philosophical razors in strategic thinking and decision-making, likening them to tools that trim down complexities to reveal simpler truths and more efficient paths. Specifically, we focused on the renowned Occam's razor, advocating for the simplest explanation, and Hanlon's razor, which cautions against attributing to malice what can be explained by incompetence. The discussion stressed the importance of these tools in avoiding overcomplication and fostering a strategic mindset. Broadening our perspective, we drew parallels between the principles behind these razors and models from other disciplines, such as the adaptation model from biology, the uncertainty principle from physics, nudge theory from behavioral economics, and the social constructivist paradigm from sociology. Each model provides unique insights into strategic thinking, emphasizing adaptation, the embrace of uncertainty with risk management and flexibility, the subtle influence on behavior without coercion, and the co-creation of reality through cultural and social interactions. By integrating the conceptual simplicity of philosophical razors with the diverse frameworks offered by these disciplines, we've outlined an approach to strategy that harnesses both philosophical clarity and interdisciplinary depth. This combined intellectual toolkit is presented as invaluable for those navigating and reconstructing the complex landscape of contemporary challenges with informed, adaptive, and strategic elegance.
In the ancient treatise, The Art of War, Sun Tzu voiced timeless stratagems that transcend mere military tactics to underpin strategies across diverse life situations, including contemporary entrepreneurship. Aspiring to strategically navigate the entrepreneurial battlefield, one must attune to the philosophical razors and thinking frameworks that trim away the superfluous, sharpening focus on that which is essential. One such philosophical razor is Occam's razor, which posits that the simplest explanation is often the correct one. In business, this translates into the principle of lean operations, where simplicity is the sanctuary of efficiency. An entrepreneur guided by this thinking avoids unnecessary complexity in product design, business processes, and decision-making, favoring instead a straightforward approach that may yield elegant, economical solutions. Simultaneously, Hanlon's razor implores us not to attribute to malice that which can be attributed to mere incompetence or mistake. The discerning entrepreneur knows that missteps or unfavorable market feedback are often not signs of ill will. Rather, they represent opportunities for learning, growth, and iteration, guiding a more empathetic and constructive response to failures, both internal and external. Strategic thinking also benefits from the application of systems thinking, which recognizes the interconnectedness of various components and the emergent behaviors of the whole system. An entrepreneur with a systems thinking mindset is able to discern patterns, leverage feedback loops, and foresee unintended consequences, allowing for more resilient and adaptive strategies in a complex and volatile business landscape. As in the bygone era of Sun Tzu, the battlefield today is as much about understanding the terrain as it is about understanding the enemy, or in modern parlance, understanding the market landscape as well as the competition. The wisdom of Sun Tzu resonates with the concept of value innovation from the Blue Ocean Strategy, which encourages the entrepreneur not to engage competitors head-on, but to create new spaces where the competition is irrelevant, akin to finding grounds for battle that are advantageous and uncontested. However, the most sagacious entrepreneurs comprehend that the enemy and the terrain are also within. They adhere to Sun Tzu's advisement of knowing oneself above all. In this regard, the ancient Greek aphorism, "Know thyself," echoes loudly, encouraging deep introspection, personal SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, and the development of an internal compass that provides direction amidst the chaos of competitive skirmishes. The strategies of Sun Tzu, analysis, planning, deception, and agility, are as applicable today as they were centuries ago. The modern entrepreneur's paradigm is to think meta-strategically, to step beyond individual frameworks and tailor a composite strategy, a melange of models that respond dynamically to the ebb and flow of market forces. Sun Tzu's philosophical progeny do not rely on a single razor or framework. Instead, they accumulate an arsenal of cognitive tools, sharpening each through experience and reflection. Sun Tzu's ancient wisdom proclaims that the acme of skill is to subdue the enemy without fighting. This can be reinterpreted in entrepreneurship as the art of capturing markets without engaging in destructive price wars or direct confrontations, a notion closely related to game theory in modern economics. Game theory, pioneered by mathematician John Nash, provides a mathematical framework to consider the strategies of individual players in a competitive environment, revealing that often the optimal approach for each is to consider not only their actions, but also to anticipate and respond to the actions of others. Game theory applied. 1. Identify players, whether competitors, partners, or customers, recognizing all stakeholders involved is essential. 2. Understand payoffs. Each player has different objectives. A keen entrepreneur understands these motivations and how they affect strategy. 3. Predict strategies. Business leaders must anticipate the moves of others. What will competitors likely do if you lower your price or launch a new product? 4. Iterate and adapt. Feedback allows businesses to revise strategies in pursuit of the most beneficial outcomes for all or to find a competitive edge. The relevance of this to Sun Tzu's principles is significant. The entrepreneur who understands the interplay of forces at work can negotiate for partnerships and position their brand in a manner that avoids direct conflict and instead fosters an ecosystem where their enterprise can thrive. Another foundational construct is the theory of evolution by Charles Darwin, which speaks of natural selection, where the fittest survive and flourish. Entrepreneurs can adopt this evolutionary framework by continuously developing and adapting their businesses to changing environments, a concept known as the innovator's dilemma in business literature. Darwinian evolution in business practice. 1. Variation. Encourage diversity in ideas and approaches within the company. 2. Selection. Test different strategies and products in the market and base decisions on effectiveness. 3. Retention. Retain successful innovations and scale them up while phasing out what doesn't work. Darwin's idea, when reflected in business behaviors, places emphasis on innovation, adaptation, and survival of the fittest product or service offerings, signifying that adaptability is not an antithesis, but a necessity for survival. Moreover, the entropy concept from thermodynamics, which implies the inevitable decline into disorder, encourages the modern leader to continually invest energy into systems to maintain and grow their company. Entropy in business could be seen as the natural decay of organizational effectiveness over time. Combating entropy in business systems. 1. Implement robust processes. Create systems to manage information and resources efficiently. 2. Foster a learning culture. Encourage continual learning and improvement among the team to adapt and innovate. 3. Renewal. Regularly refresh business strategies in line with market and technology changes. By maintaining a high level of operational energy and avoiding complacence, organizations can keep entropy at bay, effectively ensuring the business remains ordered, dynamic, and successful. The psychological concept of cognitive biases, particularly confirmation bias, also illuminates a modern entrepreneurial pitfall, the tendency to favor information that confirms existing beliefs and to disregard information that challenges them. Entrepreneurs must actively seek disconfirming evidence to prevent strategic blind spots. Mitigating confirmation bias. 1. Challenge assumptions. Regularly review and challenge the company's strategic assumptions. 2. Seek diverse opinions. Encourage constructive dissent and diversity of thought within the organization. 3. Evidence-based decisions. Make decisions grounded in data and objective analysis rather than gut feelings or hearsay. Through these approaches, the shrewd entrepreneur ensures that their strategy remains robust, evidence-based, and less prone to the peril of wishful thinking. However, even as one draws from various disciplines, Sun Tzu's legacy prompts entrepreneurs to act with a mixture of caution and audacity, measuring when to advance and when to consolidate gains. The multifaceted reality of modern business requires an ever-present awareness of internal and external dynamics, building upon a broad knowledge of cross-disciplinary frameworks while culminating in actionable wisdom. This wisdom, honed through continual application, reflection, and adaptation, is the quintessence of strategic expertise. These big ideas each have profound implications. They guide entrepreneurs not just in their external strategies, but also in their internal governance, team building, and innovation processes. Collectively, the dialectic they present on warfare and peace, conflict and partnership, evolution and extinction, order and chaos, looms large over the strategic landscape of modern business. The application of these ideas is not linear or prescriptive. It requires a discerning and adaptable mindset that balances the myriad of forces at play within the marketplace and within the entrepreneur themselves. Thus, the entrepreneur's journey is one of mastery over these frameworks, a testament to the enduring relevance of Sun Tzu's profound thinking system in the realm of modern entrepreneurship. Sun Tzu's ancient treatise, The Art of War, has transcended its military origins to become a metaphor for strategic thinking in diverse fields, including modern entrepreneurship. The utility of Sun Tzu's stratagems in business cannot be overstated. The principles underpinning these strategies stem from an acute understanding of human nature, competitive dynamics, and the value of adaptability and foresight, elements that are equally relevant in the landscapes of both ancient warfare and contemporary commerce. Incorporating game theory into the operational mindset enables business leaders to navigate a marketplace that resembles a complex and strategic game of chess rather than a belligerent battlefield. It teaches the importance of not merely reacting to competitors, but proactively shaping the game by aligning incentives and understanding the interdependent nature of players' actions. By doing so, entrepreneurs can achieve dominance or create value in a market without recourse to direct confrontation. Darwinian evolution adds depth to this strategic wisdom, urging entrepreneurs to engage in a continuous process of innovation and market experimentation. Businesses that evolve in response to feedback from their environment are able to find niches that allow them to grow and ultimately outcompete those that fail to adapt. This perspective builds on Sun Tzu's teachings that knowing oneself and knowing the enemy can lead to numerous victories. In this case, the enemy is not just the competitor, but also stagnation and irrelevance. Entropy contributes to the strategic discourse by providing a parallel between physical systems and organizational structures. If left unmanaged, any system, be it physical or corporate, tends to disorder. For businesses, this decay manifests as bureaucratic inefficiency, loss of corporate vision, and diminishing market relevance. The strategic entrepreneur, much like an astute general, must constantly marshal resources and energy to wrestle against this pull towards disorganization to maintain a vibrant and innovative enterprise. Combating cognitive biases is an exercise in self-awareness and reflects Sun Tzu's emphasis on the importance of reflection and knowledge. By actively challenging confirmation bias, entrepreneurs position themselves to make more informed decisions, avoid strategic missteps, and cultivate a culture of critical thinking that can lead to more resilient and dynamic business practices. Together, these different frameworks illuminate the complex and interactive nature of strategic decision-making in business. The adoption and integration of these scholarly concepts into entrepreneurial practice represent a contemporary extension of Sun Tzu's legacy, demonstrating its timeless nature. Entrepreneurs who can synthesize game theories, strategic calculation, Darwin's evolutionary adaptability, the energetic investment to counteract entropy, and the mindfulness to overcome cognitive biases are truly applying a multidimensional approach to strategy. Combining these powerful intellectual constructs, modern entrepreneurs can forge a path that leads to sustainable success and competitive advantage. Effective entrepreneurship, much like skilled generalship, demands not only the ability to execute winning strategies, but also the wisdom to know when and how to employ them. The enduring wisdom of Sun Tzu teaches us to embrace fluidity and strategic finesse, enabling leaders to craft their own fate in the relentless theater of business. The sagacity found within Sun Tzu's principles, combined with a cross-disciplinary array of modern frameworks, fashions a composite lens through which the contemporary entrepreneur can assess and influence their own theater of operations. Strategic entrepreneurship, much like the fine art of ancient warfare, is about positioning, forecasting, and ultimately outthinking the opposition. It is a testament to strategic wisdom, compelling entrepreneurs to command not only their forces, but also the shape of the battlefield itself. In this way, the essence of strategic expertise, as envisaged by Sun Tzu, remains a cornerstone of entrepreneurial excellence, resonating through the ages as the bedrock of business acumen.
In this section, we explored how the enduring wisdom of Sun Tzu's The Art of War is invaluable in modern entrepreneurship, serving as an undercurrent for strategic decision-making and innovation. The treatment emphasized the importance of simplicity through Occam's razor and understanding stakeholder motivations via Hanlon's razor for streamlined operations and empathetic responses to market interactions. We highlighted the role of systems thinking in grasping the complexity of business ecosystems and the significance of Sun Tzu's stratagems such as deception and agility for contemporary business leaders. Moreover, the section delved into how game theory's principles of identifying stakeholders, understanding payoffs, and iteratively adapting strategies are reminiscent of Sun Tzu's insights into navigating the competitive landscape. Evolutionary theory was also discussed, suggesting that businesses must continuously evolve, test variations, and retain successful strategies to ensure survival. The concept of entropy was examined in the context of organizational decline, emphasizing the necessity for constant energy input into maintaining an efficient and dynamic enterprise. The psychological angle also came into play with the examination of cognitive biases, particularly confirmation bias, and the strategies to mitigate its adverse effects on decision-making processes. Collectively, these theoretical approaches, from game theory and Darwinian evolution to entropy and psychology, combined to form a multifaceted understanding of strategic entrepreneurship, representing a modern iteration of Sun Tzu's tactical prowess. Entrepreneurs who adeptly apply these principles can cultivate resilience, adaptability, and a deep understanding of their market, ultimately achieving a level of mastery that resonates with Sun Tzu's vision of strategic expertise.
That about wraps it all up. Thanks for listening to episode number 24 of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast and our exploration of today's topic on philosophical razors and related models for strategic thinking like a modern-day Sun Tzu in entrepreneurship and life. We can't wait to release future episodes where we continue exploring intellectually stimulating knowledge. Be sure you are subscribed and remember to share this episode on social media. Until next time, take care.
The Infinite Knowledge Podcast.